You know, we've been doing this series on the book of James, and a lot of things have come up that have come from this. And we've talked about trials. We've talked about how to face trials. We talked about perseverance, how to face trials on with perseverance, how to receive patience, how to receive joy through trials. And from the human eye or the human mind, that seems almost impossible. But when you do it God's way, you will receive pure joy because you know He's going to take care of it. And so the three words I've been trying to use is pushing towards perseverance. We got to push towards the perseverance going through the trial. And then James goes right into wisdom. So we've been talking about wisdom and how valuable wisdom is to us. It's very simple to receive wisdom. You desire God, you ask God, you know God, and you receive it. You desire to know God, you ask Him. You know God, but not, yeah, I know who God is. You know if it's of God, and you know that this is of God, if you see what I'm saying here. I'm trying to put a little play on words. So that way we can remember that we have to desire God, we have to ask God for wisdom, and we have to know if this wisdom is from God. And that's what James is talking about. And we went and looked at how the great Solomon, in all of his wisdom, wrote down the things of wisdom for us to receive. And we looked at Proverbs 1:1-7. And in verse 2 he says, the purpose of wisdom is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. And these proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. And he also said in Proverbs 2 in verse 10, for wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe and wisdom will save you from evil people, for those who are twisted. So we go back to biblical times. Solomon's telling, my son, you have to learn this wisdom, generations upon generations. And wisdom has been received by people ever since the beginning of time, or ever since that took place. You know, it's interesting how many people read Proverbs, especially back in the older times, because back then the Bible was about all you had. And I began to do a little bit of research on people who are very wise. And so I began to think and look at our country. I began to look at how our country started. And it turns out that the founding fathers, many of them, knew Proverbs. You look at the Constitution, you look at these things, and you go, man, this is brilliant. Because back then, you know, they didn't have a lot of intellect. You know, they had some schools, and, you know, they had some knowledge. Like that. But they were so wise when you look and you read all the things that they did. The founding fathers knew what wisdom was. Now we can get to the debate, well, were they Christian? Were they not? The point is they were wise people. As a matter of fact, it's very noted that George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, old Honest Abe, was very wise. And there's records of this that says that they meditated on Proverbs. They knew it. They knew the Bible. And they read it. They meditated on it. And they were big people in beginning our country and starting up our country. We need that same wisdom today, and it can be obtained by asking God. Proverbs is so important. Proverbs is so big. Wisdom is so big. Men, we need wisdom in today's society, right? Fathers, we need wisdom. Now, I'm not a father, but I'm going to say it because, you know, it sounds good. We need wisdom, right? Women, you need wisdom. Mothers, you need wisdom. More than ever, in my opinion. We got to have wisdom in today's society. We have to. And so we've been looking at this. We got to push towards the hard times, during the difficult situations, during the times where we don't understand, where we need faith, we need trust, we need patience. We say, Lord, we need it. So we push towards it, and then we desire, ask, and know, and we receive it. Now, it takes time, and I've given you some illustrations of people who were very wise in my life. Now, on Wednesday nights, when we have our Bible studies, we go around the table, and you share as well. People that were wise in your life. Well, I want to challenge you that you can be that person that we talk about in 20, 30 years. I said that person was wise. The great thing is you can. Because all you have to do is ask God and desire Him and ask Him and know Him and He'll give it to you. But if we don't do these things, it will go away. Because James says in 1:6, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Yesterday I was in Galveston, went with my family, had a great time, and both of my nephews were there as well, and we went out to the beach, and I was able to get an imagery of how it is to be crashed into the waves, you know, because they're little kids, so they'd walk out there, you know, they'd finally stand up a little bit, and then they'd get crashed, you know, and the waves would crash them down. It was a lot of fun. But what's amazing about what James says in this passage is that when you doubt, your faith is just like my nephews were yesterday. When you get a little bit deeper out there, and then you begin to get a little scared, and then those waves come in and knock you down. Now you're underwater. Now you're in trouble, and then everything goes away. I want to show you a video, if it will pull up, if not. And I want to read to you the New Living Translation on James 1:6. And this is what he says. He says, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver. For a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, and he said in Ephesians 4:14, then we will no longer be like infants, he's talking spiritually, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there, as you see in this video, every kind of wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful schemes. We have to know what's God. We have to know what is wisdom. We have to know what God wants. And we cannot doubt, because when we doubt, our faith will be like the waves. You see, that water wasn't very calm. It wasn't very sturdy, if you know what I'm saying. There was a lot of turning. There was a lot of doubt because the waves crashed the faith away. Got to have the strong faith. So fathers, if you're a father and you have a family in your household, many of you know this. Many of you may need a little help. If you do, I just want to encourage you by this. Be there. Be there for your kids. Be there when you can. Show them your support. Show them their love. Show them that they're valuable. Show them that God cares about them. Show them that God's there for them and he's got a plan for you. Be there as much as you can. Don't be a void in their life. And if you're struggling with that right now, I just want to encourage you that you can change that. Because God is a God of grace and forgiveness, and so are children. And they want to have that relationship with you. And that's when wisdom comes in. And you say, Lord, give me wisdom. I want to get back to my kids. I want to get back to my wife. I want to get back to a relationship. Whatever the situation is. And ask God for wisdom how to handle this. And I believe he will help you do that. But we have to have the heart of God and the mind of God in order to gain this wisdom. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You might have heard that a lot of time. I have a lot of fear for God. I have a fear of the Lord. And that's what they're talking about here. They're talking about an awed respect of who God is and a trust in his word and his character and to live according to what he wants, not us. So when we walk in the fear of the Lord and rely on him, he shows us his plans, not ours, and he shows us what he wants and not what we want. And so that brings me to my first point, is simply this: when it comes to wisdom, the more with God, the wiser you get. The more with God, the wiser you get. I explained last week about my grandfather. He was a very wise man, very wise. He had a sixth grade education, and he ran a successful business for years and did a lot of great things. And one of the notes that he put in his book before he passed away and gave it to me, he said, as long as you're walking beside someone, you can hear them. You know them. You know what they're doing. You walk beside them, you can just talk casually, just like I'm doing now. You can talk to them. Hey, how's it going? You can be real polite. But he said, the moment that you both go different directions, it gets a little harder to hear them. And the farther you get away, you may be yelling out to them, "Hey!" But the farther they go, the less they can hear you. He said, that's how your relationship with God has to be. You have to walk alongside God in order to get to know Him. You can't walk in a different, opposite direction. So when you walk with someone, you can always hear them. But when you walk in the opposite direction, it's harder, and at some point, you cannot hear them at all. I think there's been a lot of times where we've been outdoors, or we've been camping, or we've been working outside. Now we have phones, you know, we can just call somebody or text me or, you know, selfie, whatever. But, you know, if you don't have a phone or anything, and the farther they are away, you're yelling at them, you're saying, hey, you can't hear them. You got to get closer to hear them. So this is what I suggest to you. Get closer to God. And when you are more with God, walking alongside Him, the wiser you get, because you get to hear God. You get to know God. You get to listen to Him, which brings me to my second point, which is listen to God. We got to listen to God and see what He has to say. You know, throughout worship, we're always listening to God. A lot of times, you know, Wendy or whoever, they'll say, let's listen to the Spirit. That's what we want to listen to God. The Holy Spirit still speaks to us today. And so there's times where we have to say, Lord, I'm a father and I need wisdom. This situation with my child or this situation here with my family, Lord, give me wisdom. I got a big decision to make. We got a big decision. We got to do these things. Give me wisdom. Walk with God and see what He has to say. May take time. But when you listen to God, you will gain wisdom. Pray over your children. Protect them physically and spiritually. And ask for wisdom. We have to listen to the voice of God, but we have to be close to God in order to listen. Listen to His voice. How many times have you done this? You're really stressed out about something. There's something that's very bad. And instead of listening to God, you're listening to yourself. And you're staying up all night trying to figure it all out. I've been there. It's okay. That's called being a human. If that happens, I want to encourage you instead to stop talking and then listen to God and see what He has to say and say, Lord, I'm losing sleep over this, but you know what? I trust in You and I know that You'll get me through this, and I'm listening for You for wisdom. I'm going to meditate on Your word. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for peace. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to persevere. And you may even sleep like a baby. I don't know, but we'll see. But if you do it on your own, you're going to stay up all night trying to figure it out. At least that's how it is for me. I don't know about you. Listen to God. Which brings me to my third point, which is wisdom must be from God. In James 3, he says there are two kinds of wisdom. And he said in verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in this humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor, now listen to this, bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom, as it says, does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and even says demonic. For when you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice. But in verse 17, he says, the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. Then it's peace-loving. It's considerate. It's submissive. It's full of mercy and good fruit, not bad. It's impartial and it's sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Do those words sound familiar? We've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. We've been talking about peacemakers. We've been talking about reaping a harvest. James just basically echoes that. So you want to know if that's wisdom from God? Go back to 17 and verse 18, and you'll see what is of God. But is it? Is it for yourself? Is it not of God? Maybe you can check it, say, is this pure? Is this wisdom really from God? Is this what the Bible says? Does this contradict Scripture? Is it selfish ambition? Am I being selfish about this? Am I bitter about something? If I'm mad, am I trying to get revenge? Is this from God? I said we have to listen to God, but the other thing we have to do is we have to discern what we hear and make sure it's from God, which is that third point on desire, ask, know God. Do we know that's from God, or is that from us, or is that from something else? Because there's spirits all around. We got to make sure that's in check. Got to make sure this is from God. We do this by knowing who He is. We have to discern these things. We have to make sure that when we listen to God, it's from God. We do that through confirmation in Scripture. And friends, I'm telling you, if you listen to God, you get closer to God, you walk with God, you're going to become a wise person, believe me. Because that's what James says to do. So a summary of facing trials is simply this in James 1:12. He says, Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. When it's all said and done, we've fought our fight, we've had the race, and we've gone on and on and on. We've gone through some of the hardest times in our lives. We've gone through some of the most terrible times in our lives. And we can just continue throughout our lives to desire God. Lord, I'm focused on You. Lord, I need wisdom. Lord, is this from You? And we continue this walk. When it's all said and done, even if we live the rest of our lives under trial, in the end, we will receive the crown of life. Because as James says, the Lord has promised us, to those who love Him, the crown of life. And when it's all said and done and our life is over, we get to be in the presence of God for eternity. And we get the crown of righteousness. That's our goal. Our goal is not what we do here. Now, we want to have great lives. Don't get me wrong. But when we picture on the big goal of what God wants in the end, we receive pure joy. Because we know we're winners, not losers, through Christ. Amen? We know that we can become wise people. But we have to have the right formula in order to do it. You know, I'll just be open and honest with you guys. I'll be personal with you. I've faced a few trials in my life. And there's been many trials I can look back and say, you know what? If I would have pushed towards perseverance instead of sitting there looking, feeling bad for myself, I would have just went right through those trials. But because I felt sorry for myself and I felt, oh man, why me? All these different things. It was 20 times worse. So this sermon speaks to me too. When you face trials and you push towards perseverance and you do those things, you will receive joy. You will receive joy because that's what God says. I'm going to ask Dustin, if you could, and Wendy. We didn't go over this, but I asked if they'd come up and play some music in the background. I want to let you guys know that as your pastor, I'm here for you. And there may be some situations where you just don't have any answers. You just don't understand this. It doesn't make sense. It's difficult. It's hard. We've had some situations in this community where that's happened. Some very unfortunate things took place. And the good thing is the people that I've talked to, they're learning perseverance through some very difficult times. Maybe it's with your family. Maybe it's with your personal life. Maybe you're struggling with some things. I'm here for you. We're here for you. Please come talk to us because we want you to have the wisdom that comes from heaven, that is pure and peace-loving and considerate and submissive, full of mercy, good fruit. Remember the fruit of the Spirit? Remember we went over that. We want you to have good fruit. We want you to have love and joy and peace and kindness and forbearance and gentleness and self-control. We want you to have what that passage says. Desire God. Ask God. Know God. So you want to be a wise person? Want to be a wise man, wise woman? You desire God. Have a relationship with Him. You ask God for wisdom. And you know God. Is this from Him or not? Godly wisdom is one of the most valuable things you can have in your life, through the good, through the bad. Now, because it's Father's Day and we're honoring men, well, that are fathers, and men too. We're going to get out a little early. You're welcome. Because I know that's what guys are pretty simple, right? All the women are shaking their head. I heard a couple of amens out there. I don't know. But before we end this, to all of us, this is what I challenge you to do this week. I challenge you, first off, to have a relationship with God. You have to. You got to love Christ. You got to fall in love with Jesus, man. You got to go out there and you got to say, Lord, I want to know you. I want you to forgive me, or I want you to come closer to me. Because the same James who says all these things, he says, draw closer to God. He'll draw closer to you. He's always there. But we got to go to him. I challenge you to ask God for wisdom this week. Say, Lord, this is a new, maybe you just started at being a Christian. Maybe you're starting to develop your faith, and you may say, Lord, I'm asking for wisdom. Ask for it every day, friends. He's so generous, he'll graciously give it to you. So you're walking with him, you're asking him, and the third thing is, listen to him and know that it's of God. Know it's from God. And you know that by knowing his word. So you got to read his word. There's all these devotionals out there now. We got all this technology. And if you need help with that, I'll be glad to send you a certain devotional or whatever it may be. Please, I don't want you to leave with questions. We want to help you. And so are you struggling with one of those things? Are you struggling with knowing God? Are you struggling with asking God? Do you feel like you're not a wise person? It takes time. I got a long way to go. Some of you got a long way to go. Some of you are some of the most wisest people that ever faced the earth. I don't know. But the bottom line is, we always have to ask for wisdom. And you can do that today. So this is what I want you to do this week, friends. I want you to simply open up a Bible or open up your app, and I want you to read one proverb a day. Just one proverb. You can start whatever chapter you want. Read one proverb a day, and then once you read the proverb, they're very short, maybe a sentence or two, I want you to then read it again. And I want you to just simply just listen to it. Read it. Begin to draw out the scripture and say, okay, this is what the proverb says. And then listen to God. Open up your heart to God. Say, Lord, pour into me. Convict me. Show me. And you'll begin to see the Holy Spirit move in your life. You'll begin to see the Holy Spirit begin to correct you. And it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. We have to all be corrected at times. We're not perfect. We're human. And then you begin to open up, and you'll begin to see more Proverbs being read every day. Maybe it's a psalm. Maybe you love poetry. Maybe you want to see David in his highs and his lows, or the writers of the Psalms. And just read a proverb and a psalm, whatever it may be. But folks, I want to challenge you to gain wisdom this week. And you will see that God will give it to you graciously. Graciously.